There were harsh words today between Israel and Syria, one day after peace negotiations between the two countries were suspended. Damascus demanded a written Israeli commitment to withdraw fully from the Golan Heights, captured from Syria in 1967. An Israeli government spokeswoman said, "We refuse to respond to the Syrian demand." Yesterday, American mediators called off the next round of talks between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Syrian Foreign Minister Farouk al-Sharaa. The two men were scheduled to return to the United States for further negotiations this week. As NPR's Ted Clark reports, U.S. officials vowed today to keep working for peace between the two old enemies.
When the last round of negotiations ended on January 10th in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, American mediators were confident that Prime Minister Barak and Foreign Minister Sharaa would return on the 19th. U.S. officials had drawn up a working document describing the issues that Israel and Syria had agreed on and the issues they had not agreed on, and mediators expected the two sides to continue whittling down the areas of disagreement when the talks resumed this week. The talks are now on hold, but Secretary of State Madeleine Albright insisted today they have not broken down.
I would not describe what is happening now as a breach. We knew all along that these were going to be very difficult negotiations. If they were easy, they would have been resolved a long time ago. And the leaders of both countries have fateful decisions that have to be made.
So fateful that each side wants the other to yield first. Israel wants Syria to agree to precise security arrangements, and then Israel would discuss a withdrawal from the Golan Heights. Syria wants Israel to agree to a full withdrawal first, and then Damascus would talk about security and other Israeli concerns. Secretary Albright described the conundrum today in remarks at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
There is a delay because each country has a different approach to how it wants its major problems dealt with. And as might be expected, each one wants to have its needs decided first. And what we are trying to do is to develop some simultaneity and try to move the whole package forward.
It appeared that the needs of both sides were being addressed simultaneously, as long as the working document from the Shepherdstown talks remained secret. But the document was leaked in Israel and published in the newspaper Haaretz. The document showed that Syria was prepared to agree to several key Israeli demands, including the establishment of full diplomatic and trade relations. But the document revealed no Israeli agreement to Syria's key demand, full withdrawal from the Golan Heights. The document creates the impression that Syria made big concessions without winning its key point. And so Damascus felt obliged to reiterate publicly that it would not negotiate unless Israel first agreed to a full withdrawal. With positions hardening like that, another round of negotiations did not look very promising. Secretary Albright expressed frustration today that the working document had been leaked.
My reaction to the leaks is that they are unhelpful. I think that that's my best reaction that I have, is that they were unhelpful.
Secretary Albright said the United States would keep pushing for an Israeli-Syrian agreement. Toward that end, President Clinton spoke by phone today with Syrian President Hafez Assad. But there's no word on when the high-level negotiations might resume. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.